India is expanding its fighting capability against China. 50,000 additional troops will be deployed on the Chinese border. They will be specially trained and equipped for mountain warfare. All of the Indochina border falls in the High Himalayas. The two countries have a long-standing border dispute. It led to a bloody battle between them in 1962. India accuses China of occupying 38,000 square kilometers of territory in the disputed region of Jammu and Kashmir, while the government in Beijing lays claim to 90,000 square kilometers of land in the state of Arunachal Pradesh in northeast India.
The India-China relationship remains an uneasy one, because despite the fact that we had the Chinese Prime Minister making his first foreign visit to India, and notwithstanding what I would call as the very positive political articulation, there is a serious problem. And that is one of how do you arrive at the guiding principles to address the complex territorial and border dispute.
Troops will also have a support of new special weaponry. Ultra-light howitzers, light tanks, new helicopters, C-130J Super Hercules, special operations aircraft will be inducted. There will also be 6 mid-air refueling tankers to support the Air Force. The operation will cost the government around $11 to $12 billion. It will take 7 years to put the new force into action.
India is also very concerned about the China-Pakistan WMD cooperation, nuclear weapons and missiles, and what Pakistan does with this capability in relation to terror. So I think these are complex issues and India and China need to address them.
Since April this year, border tensions have erupted again. India has alleged incursion by Chinese forces in the Ladakh region of Upper Himalayas. China had protested against the building of bunkers on the Indian side. The 3-week confrontation ended with an agreement negotiated by army commanders and through diplomatic channels.
India has conveyed to China that when push comes to shove, we are willing to shove back. And you know, they had just brought 30 men in, and we immediately put 10 times the number of men ahead of them, and you know, in a posture which would meant that if required, we would cut them off. So, you know, I think that was conveyed effectively to China.
The Indian Army's proposal for the expansion has been pending with the government since 2010. This development comes at a time when there have been reports of major military modernization and building of new roads on the Chinese side of the border. Analysts say though the potential for conflict along the Himalayan frontier remains, India is unlikely to position its troops too close to the Chinese border at a time when both countries are working to resolving outstanding issues and improving ties. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.